KB4 CBA Mobile.
CBA KN4 VWA.
For VWA KB4 CBA. And how are you doing this morning, Mr. Steve?
Cold, but I'm doing, but that's all I'm going to lay claim to. How you doing this morning, Grandpa?
I'm doing just fine and dandy. I've been to the dermatologist this morning, and he said he found some wisdom spots.
Is he going to burn them off?
That's a good thing.
Dermatologist said something like that. I ran around with nitrogen on the side of my head for a while, and he just froze them off. So, but anyhow, so you going over to the hospital later today?
Well, we'll go over there, I guess, in a little while. I'm not sure what the wife has planned. I think she's got the day off, and so I'm on my way back home, so I'll just see what the plan is when I get there.
Again with the boss.
Yeah, that would be a simpler way of putting it, I guess.
To tend to gloss over it by saying, well, I've got to check with my social advisor.
Calendar.
My social advisor has to clear my calendar for me every day.
Somebody's doing something that I don't want to, they asking help for, and I don't want to do it. I say, well, I'll have to schedule a conflict with that.
Crotchety old guy. If somebody wants me to come and do something and I don't want to do it, I just say no.
So what are you doing besides nursing a cold?
Well, I'm headed down to go to the doctor this morning for a few minutes, and then I'm going to try to come back home and just try to rest a little while, watch the inside of my eyelids. Probably be sitting there a while because they're going to try to work me in.
Yeah, been there and done that a bunch of times. Oops. I guess my wife and I are trying to open the door, the garage door, at the same time.
Just like I do. I no more have corona than you're going to rise and fly. But you know, start pulling back and getting away from him and acting like, oh my God, typhoid and Mary, and you need to go to a doctor.
Golly, come on, people, get over it.
Well, I don't get out much anyway. I'd go out yesterday and get a battery for the lawnmower. Went out to mow the grass, and the stupid thing wouldn't start, so I put the battery on my motorcycle trickle charger, and in about 10 minutes it said it was charged, and I said, nah, I don't think so. I put it back in the lawnmower, nothing, so that battery's dead. So I had to go get a new one. So I got to drag that out there and put that in the lawnmower and knock down some of the weeds in the yard.
Now, what are those batteries running now? What is that, about like a motorcycle's battery size, or is that even smaller? Well, how much do those things run now?
$42, I think, something like that, with a military discount. I remember when I put the battery in my motorcycle before I trashed it out. That was close to $100.
Wow. Well, you know why those things have gone up so much in price, don't you?
Probably, but go ahead and tell me.
U.S. lead smelter in Colorado closed about 2.5-3 years ago, and we do not make any lead products in this country any longer. Hence, everything's made down in Mexico, and they run the price up about double. So, in the wisdom of our good government, we pay double to put somebody else to work at less money.
Roger. Well, anyway, other than your cold, how you doing?
I haven't checked lately. No future in checking right now. I gotta get past this cold before I really start looking at the inventory.
Yeah, I hear you. Everybody's so concerned about what the coronavirus is gonna do to the economy, and my wife's fixing to retire. Or putting else on the market, so I'm sure that'll complicate things a little bit, but it's like, you know, go for the long term, people. Go for the long term.
KZ4M Tom, a little bit earlier, he said he went into Walmart yesterday afternoon over in Greer, and he said there was not a mask or a piece of toilet paper in the place.
No, it's called panic buying. Everybody panic, and it's kind of like when the weatherman says snow and everybody runs out and grabs, bread and milk. Everybody's gone crazy and they get all their news from Facebook and Twaddle and whatever. It's like, come on, people. Pull your collective heads out of your collective keisters and think a little bit.
I'm in a hole here. I'll be right back at you in just a minute.
Bye.
Back now.
Claren, you're getting scratchy there for a minute, but you're better.
Yeah, well, on the toilet paper thing, it was funny what Tom said. He says, I guess people are just afraid they're going to crap in their pants every time they sneeze.
Well, I guess, anyway. But, it's like, come on. The world is not going to come to an end. Not over this. And, you know, not over a lot of things, but anyway.
KN4VWA. Well, I tell you what. Let me give you a little frivolity. Can I tell you a couple of jokes I heard from Carson? I got Johnny Carson on Channel 105 on the XM Sirius. Or the Sirius XM nowadays. Can I tell you one? They had George Carlin on there. He was turning 65 years old, and Carson asked him, well, so how do you feel about sex at 65? Carlin says, well, I think it's a little bit dangerous. You got to pull over.
Hear the punchline again.
George Carlin was turning 65. 65 on Johnny Carson's show, and Carson asked him, what do you feel about sex at 65? Well, Carlin says, well, I think they ought to pull over myself. It's a little bit dangerous.
Okay, now I got it. I didn't hear your punchline. It went scratchy on me, but yeah, now I got it. I can't think of his name. Ralph Nader used to say, according to his book, unsafe at any speed.
It's Carlin for sure. Let me give you one last one before I go. Carlin said this lady went into a dentist's office. Dentist says, well, look, I'm going to have to pull two of your teeth. She says, well, you know, I think I'd rather have a baby than have two teeth pulled. He says, well, okay, make up your mind. I got to adjust the chair.
Check. Anyway, I have to pull out of here. I got to go finish up some paperwork here and then go put a battery in the lawnmower and see if I can get the lawnmower going.
John, why don't you try to go do something constructive instead of having your mind polluted by George Carlin jokes? That's how my days have been going. I'll catch you later, bud. Oh, KN4RJN, this is KN4VWA. 73s, bud. I'll talk to you later. Clear up to your final.
Clear yourself. KN4RJN, I'm clear.